The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. The words come to us from the evangelist Luke in the 24th chapter of his gospel, the 37th verse. They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. The title of the devotion is No Ghost. Sometimes God frightens us with his presence. Sometimes we mistake him for something bad. We would run from him if we could. Sometimes we make the same mistake his early disciples made. This wasn't the first time they mistook Jesus for something frightening. Once they were caught in a fierce storm in a small boat. They feared they would drown. They panicked when Jesus came to them by walking on the water. This they did not expect. They cried out in terror at what they thought was a ghost. When Jesus showed himself transfigured in the brightness of glory, Peter stammered out some senseless words about building shelters. In the Gospel of St. Mark, we are told, he did not know what to say. They were so frightened. That's in Mark 9:6. And now we are looking in at the disciples on Easter evening. They knew the grave of Jesus was empty. Angels had told them he was risen. They should have been excited and happy to see the one they called Master. Instead, they were startled and frightened. We shouldn't be too hard on those disciples. We are tempted to act in the same way in times of alarm and stress. Jesus may not appear to us in bodily form as he did back then, but he did promise that he will always be with us. We know that he comes to us in word and sacrament. He also enters into our time and space with his loving care. Many times we aren't aware of his presence. Sometimes we mistake him for something bad. Like those disciples, we have expectations of how and when he will show himself in our lives. We look for things like days of joy and success, or recovery from illness, things that lift up hope. We sense the hand of our Savior in such things, and we welcome them. When dark days dawn, when pain strikes, when a dreadful future suddenly looms, we don't like what we see. Those look like nightmares. We think, this cannot be God at work. We become frightened. Jesus knows that. That's why he has told us in advance that scary things can happen to his people. His words are, fear not. He is still our Savior God. To the disciples huddled in fright, he said, why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. That's in Luke 24:38-39. We may be a long way from Jerusalem on the first Easter, but we can still do what he says. We can look at his pierced hands and feet. In his word, he shows them to us. Already in prophecy, he had called out, dogs have surrounded me. A band of evil men have encircled me. They have pierced my hands and feet. Psalm 22:16. So they did. In the New Testament, we receive the details of his anguish at Golgotha. Roman hands drove the nails. Jewish voices called for it. By means of the scriptures, the Holy Spirit allows us to see this too. If Jesus did this for us, if he loved us this much, then we need not be frightened if he startles us by acting in a manner we do not expect or understand. This is Jesus. He is not some scary ghost. We pray, Lord Jesus, our eyesight is dim, and our understanding is limited and flawed. Teach us to never be afraid of your presence. With eyes of faith, we have seen the nails piercing your flesh. Remind us that this is proof positive that you are on our side. Stay there. Stay with us as we walk the path of life. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.